Welcome, brethren. Welcome to this Pentecost service. Thank you for those of you who are here today, and we understand that some have already attended, but those of you that could be here with us, we thank Elohim for this opportunity to serve today with our hearts, to give him thanks and to serve each other in this service. So today, normally my brother Felix does the hosting, so I'm co-hosting with him, and we're going to start for briefly, but before we officially start the service, just to give you an idea what we will be doing today. Today, we're going to start off with our reading of the Ten Commandments, the Devarim, the Ten Words, in Exodus chapter 20. We read that together. After that, we'll have our opening prayer by Brother Felix. Then we will go into scripture readings. And so be ready to read scriptures that you wish to share. The first scripture will be the reading of Leviticus chapter 23, from the portion of the wave sheaf to the end port, to throughout the portion of Leviticus, I'm sorry, of the Shavuot, Feast of Shavuot. Then we will have more time for reading. We will hear some songs throughout, but importantly, I want you to be ready to share. Yesterday we had an extensive teaching on Shavuot, how it's kept, when it's kept, and so on. Today we're not so much going to have a teaching, although we will allow room for it. I'm not going to do necessarily a teaching. So, but what I would like us to do is do a sharing time, and the sharing time will revolve around a few important questions. So keep that in mind, but I will state the questions as we go. And these questions are to edify us and to give praise to Elohim. Like, we'll ask questions like, what is your favorite thing? What is your favorite perspective? Or what do you love most about Elohim? About Yeshua? Things of that nature we will ask. And then we will also have more songs, but we will ask questions like that. What do you appreciate most about Pentecost? Okay, what do you appreciate? What does it mean to you? Also, what don't you understand about Pentecost? What could we do better? So we will talk about things like this. We will also talk about your most recent testimony. What's the most outstanding noticeable testimony you have since this biblical year started? So, in other words, today is going to be a time where we edify each other by sharing. So we have to open our hearts to make it happen, so to say, and to give thanks to Elohim. And there'll be lots of time for scripture reading. Again, with the scripture readings, find your favorite scripture, like, throughout your life, what is your favorite scripture or some favorite scriptures that has really helped you in your growth, your spiritual growth, that has really helped you? Think about these things and be ready to share those scriptures and explain how it has helped you. Okay, we are recording this service. We normally don't, but we're recording it, and we're hoping that you will be willing to share these things for the edification of the people, and also of all, and for the praise of Elohim. Now, if you want to share and you don't want to be recorded, just let us know, and we will stop the recording while you are speaking. Okay. So with that said, I'm going to have our brother Felix read for us the Ten Commandments and do the opening prayer. Okay, Brother Felix.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Welcome. We will read Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17 as a reminder. words to live by, right, brother? So here we go. And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, "And Eternal, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, you shall have no other Elim before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Eternal, your Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Eternal Yah, your Elohim, in vain, for the Eternal will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Eternal, your Elohim. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Eternal made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Eternal Yah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Eternal, your Elohim, is giving you. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor. We all say, so be it to it. Amen.
Now the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloheinu, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Echad, Maruch Shem Kevod Malkuto.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Eternal and Almighty, we thank you for all things. We thank you for allowing us here this assembly before you, those who've come in this day with good intentions, Father, with expectation of you to be an army. So we thank you for all that you have done to gather your people, and the call for unity has been the model of our, or the theme of our services to you, Father, as you call for us to unite, to love in the bonds of righteousness, Father, to love each other, Father. We thank you for the brethren. We thank you for all of those who are trying to serve you, who are serving you, and those who are pressing against themselves to deny themselves so that they can serve you best, Father. So lift us all up, Father. Just give us your spirit. We thank you for your son Yeshua, who is king, overarching king of all his creation, whom he suffered before and forth to redeem by his blood, Father. And here we are before you, Father. Bless each and every one of us here. Bless each thing that will be said, reading, whatever it is that we are here to present to edify one another, Father, as the apostle said, to entertain one in love, Father, in psalms and hymns and everything that is righteous, Father. So be with us. Be with our sharings, Father, with us when we share, so your name can be praised, Father. So bless each and every one of us. Bless all who are doing the same, Father, and we thank you in advance for that you are merciful for those who did the same, the observance on different days, but you are merciful, Father. So we ask that you pardon them, for those who recognize that they're rehearsing for something, for a greater cause, and they'll get it right one day. So bless them, Father. So bless us. Be with us this day. We don't know it all, by long stretch we don't. Father, be merciful unto us, bless us, and guide us, and unite your people. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray this prayer, Father. Amen.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to a song, but before the song is played, have in mind, I want you to we're going to read Leviticus chapter 23 for the portion of first fruits. Okay, and we would like to have a volunteer, because we like the service are very interactive. We'd like two volunteers to read this portion for us. We'd like someone to read the portion of first fruits, as it's really tied to the Shavuot, the 50th day. But also, I would like someone to also, before we even do that, to read the portion in Leviticus 23, verses 3 as well. Verses 3, then read verses 9 to 14, and then verses 15 to 22. Okay, so this will be our initial readings to start all the solemn readings of the day. We'll read, and then we will hear the song. I will read the portion about the Sabbath, and then anyone can just jump in and read verse 9 to 14 after I do that, and someone else will read verses 15 to 23. Okay, let's start with Leviticus chapter 23, Vayikra chapter 23, verses 3. Okay, so here goes. It says, 6 days shall work be done. And in what context is this being said? In verse 1 it says, and the Eternal spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Eternal, the feast of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the feast of who is, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, an holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Eternal in all your dwellings. Someone continue with verse 9 to 14, please. Nice and loud.
Okay. And the Eternal spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come to the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Eternal to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And you shall offer that day, when you wave the sheaf, a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Eternal. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 yield of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Eternal for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the 4th bath of an hen. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame days that you have brought an offering unto your Elohim. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings.
Verse 15 to 22.
And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. And Sabbaths shall be complete, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, shall ye number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Eternal. Ye shall bring out your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals, It shall be of fine flour. It shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Eternal. And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock, and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Eternal, with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Eternal. Then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid of goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Eternal. With the 2 lambs, they shall be holy to the Eternal for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the self same day, and it may be an holy convocation unto you. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations.
Thank you, brethren. And now we're going to hear our first song. We're going to continue with our readings. So now it's your turn to start reading. Just start reading.
Happy Sabbath, brethren. Today I'll be reading Psalms 1. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Eternal, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Eternal knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Okay, next reading is Psalm 113. This is Felix. It's a song of praise and renewal and blessings. Praise ye the Eternal. Praise, O ye servant of the Eternal. Praise the name of the Eternal Elohim. Praise in the name of the Eternal. From this time forth and forevermore. From rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Eternal's name is to be praised. Eternal is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Eternal, our Elohim, who dwells on high, humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye, Eternal.
Amen. Next readers? Any more readings, brethren? This is the time, as I said, to think about your favorite scriptures, like what scripture has impacted you in your life. What has been something in the scriptures that has helped you? I want to believe all of us must have. So please, let's help edify each other by sharing in the reading.
Any more reading, brethren? So I'll move on to the next reading. First fruit. Okay, verses 22, right? Verses 18. Let's start with this. Verses 21, of course, a reminder. So Exodus chapter 34, verses 21. 6 days you shall labor, but on the seventh day you shall rest in hearing time, and in harvest you shall rest. Verse 22, and you shall observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruit, of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year. And it says, three times a year all your men children shall appear before the Eternal, the Eternal Elohim, the Elohim of Israel. For I will cast out the nation before and enlarge your borders, neither shall any man desire your land, when you shall go up to appear before the Eternal your Elohim three times a year. So this is one of the years, first times. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover be left in the morning. So that's it's a reminder of things. So I just read this passage regarding first fruit and the feast of ingathering. The feast of gathering, also the feast of weeks. These are ingathering feasts anyway. So that's why I read this portion. So anybody want to read something while I go to the next?
Okay, so while you're looking for the song you're reading, we're going to play one more song in your hearing. Brother, this is a time of sharing. Okay, so let's open our hearts to share, please.
Israel, and let us praise his before our Elohim.
Holy, this is from Left and Right Ministries, brethren.
With the praises of our King, Spirit of Yah, come near and dwell here with your bride now as we tell of all your wondrous works and all your majesty. We bow before our King. It's the glory and power, Yah, heaven and earth proclaim, Yah. Yours is the kingdom forever and all creation.
We thank Elohim for all that he's done, and we really appreciate the ministry of Left and Right. It's a beautiful family, and we just love the songs that they sing. May Elohim bless them to serve, continue serving him in spirit and truth and doing great things for him. My reading is going to be in 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read the entire portion, but again, dear brethren, this is a feast day. It's a holy day. I was thinking yesterday after Sabbath services, in ancient times when Moses and the others were observing this feast, what would have been going on? You know, they would have brought offerings and sacrifices as commanded in the law. But what would the people be doing? We know the priests would be officiating during the daytime, as we saw yesterday in the teaching at Shavuot. And most of the holy assemblies appointed times for the exception of Passover, all the services were done in the day, not in the night. And specifically, we saw yesterday, as we discussed this in the Sabbath, that Shavuot, this feast, begins in the daytime, in the morrow, after the Sabbath. It doesn't start in the evening. It starts in the morrow after the Sabbath. So we'll put that teaching on for those of you who didn't see it. It's very clear what it says. And the services were done during the day, not in the evening. Even, as we mentioned, the feast, the observance of the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, it starts on the ninth of the seventh month, but the service is done in the day. Okay, it's just there's so many practical reasons and other reasons, but you know, when it was dark, it was dark, so you couldn't really do anything in the dark anyway. But the point is, the service, as we saw yesterday, was done in the day. So what were they doing while the priests were doing were offering these sacrifices? By the time of David, we know there were singers. David had appointed singers. There were musicians, all of them being Levites, as the services were being officiated, right? So the people were normally standing in the grounds around the temple or the tabernacle in the time of Moses, hopefully praying, but they were out there praying. But they all contributed to this, to the service. You know how? By the sacrifices they brought, their lambs, their grain offerings, and whatever it is they brought. So when we're serving, if we want to honor Elohim, we have to have that servant mindset, that we never come empty before him. I think Brother Felix read that portion that says we should come and not appear empty before him. And this is why we made the effort to do a lot of the teaching yesterday, so there wouldn't be teaching today, but everyone would be ready, would bring something to honor Elohim. The holy days, the Sabbaths, they're not spectator events. They're times where we all contribute. So I'm hoping that after I do this reading, that everyone else who didn't read will read and be ready to read more. In other words, we want this to be a sweet offering to Elohim that will praise his name and also edify each other. So here's my reading, and I may have some more. So it's 1 John chapter 4. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits." But try the spirits, whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of Elohim. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Messiah, the elect one, is come in the flesh, is of Elohim. And every spirit that confesses not that Yeshua Messiah is come in the flesh is not of Elohim, and is that spirit of anti-Messiah. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. interject here, friends, that this is in the time of John that this spirit was already in the world. And what is that spirit? Without excuse for anyone, any religion, anything, it says, every spirit that confesses not that Yeshua, the elect one, the Messiah, is come in the flesh, is not of Elohim. And this is that spirit of anti-Christ or anti-Messiah. Let this word of truth help you understand what's going on in the world, in the various religions. If they do not confess this, they are of the spirit of anti-Messiah. That's what the scripture says. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. It was already there at the time of John. Ye are of Elohim, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They, those of the spirit of the anti-Messiah, are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of Elohim. He that knoweth Elohim hears us. He that is not of Elohim hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Elohim, and everyone that loves is born of Elohim, and knoweth Elohim. He that loves not knows not Elohim, for Elohim is love. And we know the love of Elohim is outgoing and giving and open and sharing, bearing all things, able to do all things. Verse 9. In this was manifest the love of Elohim towards us, because that Elohim sent his uniquely born Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we loved Elohim, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if Elohim so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen Elohim at any time. If we love one another, Elohim dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Remember what we saw in Pentecost, our study yesterday on the 49th day? How on the Yom HaBikurim, Yeshua, in the evening of the day he resurrected, which was Yom HaBikurim, he breathed on the disciples, says, receive the Holy Spirit. And whosoever sins ye forgive, they are forgiven. Whosoever sin ye retain, they are retained. He gave them authority from the countdown of Pentecost. And after 40 days of training them, he ascended into the heavens. That would have been on the fifth day of the third month. And it would have been also on the fifth day of the week also. That would have been what we would consider a Thursday. The 40th day. 10 days before Shavuot. 10 days before the 50th day. Then he poured out the gift of the Spirit that he gave them 50 days ago on Pentecost. On the 50th day. He gave them the gift. So hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, as it says here in First John chapter 4, verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior, the Yeshua of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim, Elohim dwells in him, and he in Elohim. Wow. Whoever confesses, not whoever says, not whoever repeats, not whoever reads, it's whoever confesses that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim. Elohim dwells in him, and he in Elohim. Remember Peter? When he asked, who do these men say that I am? That was a confession. That was a good confession when people, when Peter said, you are the Son of Elohim. And he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in the heaven. That's what's meant by a confession. It's not just something you read and repeat by tradition. And we have known and believed the love that Elohim hath to us. Elohim is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in Elohim, and Elohim in him. Herein is our love made perfect. Remember the standard yesterday that we read from 1 Colossians? The high expectation that Elohim has about being perfect about many things? That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. What are you talking about? How do you know this? You have a boldness. You're not afraid of judgment, because you know you love Elohim and he loves you. You know what really matters. You know you love him. So herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. We're free, spirited by his grace and mercy and empowerment to overcome sin. Verse 18 said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love Elohim, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love Elohim whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves Elohim love his brother also. So in this passage, what has stuck out to me is that portion here, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. While we did not love him, while we did not even know him, he loved us. While I did not know him and did not love him and was disobedient to him, he loved me. And verses like this are the type of things that kind of really work in my heart and just strengthens me not to sin against him, because he so loved me and so loves the world. So how about you, brethren? What do you want to share with the brethren? What scripture can you think of that has impacted your life? Please share now. But as you're looking for it, we're going to have one more song by our sister Cherie. And this song, she sang it for us, okay? So let's listen.
A new commandment I will give, to magnify the way to live. Love each other as you do, with the love I've given you. And by this shall all men know, all around the world you'll show, that you are my disciples. You're my sister and my brother, and by this shall all men know, every friend and every foe, that you are my disciples if you love. heaven like the men of old, do the will of El above, growing in eternal love. And by this shall all men know, all around the world you'll show, that you are my disciples. You're my sister and my brother, and by this shall all men know, every friend and every foe, that you are my disciples if you love one another. I give my life for all mankind and call you at this special time to the work and feed the flock. Build your house upon the rock. And by this shall all men know, all around the world you'll show, that you are my disciples. You're my sister and my brother, and by this shall all men know, every friend and every foe, that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Thank you, brethren. Thank you, Sister Sheree, for that song. Okay, who's going to do our next sharing for the edification of all? Please start reading.
Okay, we will read John chapter 21. We'll read the whole chapter. And it's still in the context of love and after his resurrection. So here we go. After these things, Yeshua showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed him he himself. They were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael, of Cana, in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. So Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. And they said unto him, we also go with you. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Yeshua stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Yeshua. Then Yeshua said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, said, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciple whom Yeshua loved said unto Peter, it is the sovereign, it is Yeshua. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the sovereign, the master, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Yeshua said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Yeshua said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples dare ask who are you, knowing that it was the master. Then Yeshua came and took bread and gives them the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Yeshua showed himself to his disciples. After that he was risen, when he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Yeshua said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, you love me more than these? He said unto him, yea, master, you know that I love you. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said unto him, yea. Master, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Then Simon Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, do you love me? And he said unto him, Master, you know all things. You know that I love you. Yeshua said unto him, feed my sheep. He says furthermore, verily, verily, I said unto you, when you were young, you gird yourself and walk where you want to go. But when you are old, when you will be old, stretch out forth your hand, another will gird you and carry you where you would not want to go. He said that signifying by what death he should glorify Elohim. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Simon Peter, turning about, sees the disciple that Yeshua loved, following, which also leaned on this, on his breast at supper, and said, Master, which is he that will betray you? And Peter, seeing him, said to Yeshua, Master, what shall this man do? Yeshua said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? Follow you me. Verse 23, Then went the saying abroad among the brethren that this disciple should not die. Yet Yeshua did not say unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarries until I come, what is that to you? And this is the disciple testify of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Yeshua did, the which if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the book that should be written about them. So, amen. So we can see the manifestation of love despite what took place before after he sanctified them on the table of for the Passover, and he called them pure, and then although afterwards he prophesied on the thing that will have that they all were ashamed about because of their weaknesses, but he called them pure nevertheless before that. He had made provision for them by prophesying of the thing that they will do as they wait patiently for the time, even the evening of his resurrection, to have run at the Kurim when he blew up on them the Holy Spirit, saying that he emboldened them, he gave them the wherewithal to do the things. But he knew that they were pure, he knew the failures and the weaknesses of mankind. So knowing that, as it was written about him, as written that the shepherd will be scattered and the shepherd will be stricken and the sheep will scatter. And as it was pronounced and he mentioned, and that was made during the time of the Garden of Gethsemane before his arrest. So, and all these things have taken place, and then now they were at that point, and then talking on the, speaking in the manner of his promise and visiting them several times before until that 40 day, until he rose unto the heavens, promising them his return and to comfort them. So he's a comfort to me, to all, to everyone who has that in their hearts. And this is one of the favorite verses to show that there's many of them that's very similar, where man can fail and the Most High will pardon for the remission of sin in sin that Yeshua provide for all of us. So let's serve him. Let's draw closer all the while. There's plenty of things in the scriptures to read, and there's we have the other scriptures as well, but there's, in a nutshell, there's plenty of scriptures in this book that we have, the 66 book that we have, that gives gives us a lift when we read them, how our Creator is kind to us. So let's in turn be kind to Him, to in reverence, worship, and everything that we do in our private times. And the other stuff is that we spoke about, for those who want to really have the our King speak to us, our Father speak to us through His mediator, His Son, who's the gate, they say, is the door by which we come, and He will answer us our prayers, and then our prayers my answers will come when they answer through dreams, and eventually it will be while our eyes are open, wide awake, we can get an answer right away. But when we sleep, we go to our beds and let's pray that that He speaks to us. And as we say, he's laid to sleep, but that He wakes up, and He speaks to us in the morning, in the night, and in the morning we wake up. We can testify of His goodness until He makes us what we need to be, until He shows Himself toward, He shows Himself fully to us. So we have to start in the call is now, and let's love Him and keep Him in our, in the first and foremost in the things that we do, whether we work, whether we're at home, or whether we're by ourselves, let's be the same.
Amen, brethren. Thank you for that, Brother Felix. Anyone else wants to share? If not, so we don't extend the service too long, we can go into our prayer time. Do we have anyone who would like to share anything, who would like to share a testimony? Sure. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a moment to do that, and in that moment we'll play a song. After the song, you can do that. Okay, brother? Thank you for your heart to share. So we're finding the song, and after the song, our brother will share the word he wants to share. So let's listen to this song. Okay. So Pentecost is really, the holy days are really times that we come together to share, to worship, to have Elohim's presence, to enlarge our hearts, to open our hearts for Him to interact with us, to strengthen us, because that's what He would do in the ancient days. That's what He would do, and bring the glory, bring His glory in the midst of the people. And when Yeshua was on earth, declaring the acceptable year of the Eternal by His presence, virtue went out from Him, healing people all around. There are accounts of Yeshua that it lends to believe that everywhere He went, the people were complete, like He healed everyone. That's an amazing thing. You know, people that were afflicted with all manner of disease, from Him proceeded virtue and just healed everyone. So, okay, so we're going to hear the song. And after the song, our brother Akosa will do a reading for us, a sharing for us, and we'll continue from there. All right, here's the song, brethren. Thank you.
If anyone is in Christ, then he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and all things are made new. The mystery of our Christ, what a reconciliation, making peace with El the Father and with all our brethren too. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors and called to be El's sons, to declare His holy kingdom that His will on earth be done. Be reconciled to Elohim and let us come in our hearts and minds. Ambassadors for Yeshua Christ, the Savior of all mankind. with purity and with love. Let us serve our God and Master as we press toward His kingdom. Let us never be ashamed. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors and called to be our sons to declare His holy kingdom that His will on earth be done. Be reconciled to Elohim and let us commit our hearts and minds ambassadors for Yeshua Christ, the Savior of all mankind. Elohim is dwelling with us and is walking with His people. He promised He would guide and lead the path we've trod. And now He's dwelling in us and we are His sons and daughters. For we are the holy temple of the ever-living God. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors and called to be our sons to declare His holy kingdom and His will on earth be done. Be reconciled to Elohim and let us commit our hearts and minds ambassadors for Yeshua Christ, the Savior of all mankind.
Amen. Thank you for that song, Cherie. And thank you for making, preparing it and singing it for you, singing it for us. Thank you. So now, Brother Okosa, if you are ready, we'll gladly hear what you have to share.
Yes.
Very good. Very clear. Thank you.
Yes. I'm going to read from Ruth chapter 2, and then I'll read I'll read from verse 8 to verse 20.
What was the chapter?
Chapter 2 of the book of Ruth. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, "Hear ye not, my daughter, go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go you after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch you? And when you are athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in your eyes that you should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" And Boaz answered and said unto her, "It has been fully showed me all that you have done unto your mother-in-law since the death of your man, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your nativity, and are come unto a people which you knew not heretofore. Yah recompense your work, and a full reward be given you of Yah Elohai of Yasharel, under whose wings you are come to trust." Then she said, "Let me find favor in your sight, my Adonai, for that you have comforted me, and for that you have spoken friendly unto your handmaid, though I be not like unto one of your handmaidens." And Boaz said unto her, "At mealtime come hither, and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel in the vinegar." And she sat beside the reed pillars, and he reached her parched grain, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not." So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned. and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where have you gleaned today, and where have wrought you? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of you. And she showed him, so she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of Yah who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Yeah, I just wanted to share that since, yeah, it's almost like a preview to the way, the people of the nations, the foreign peoples came into the covenant during the, after, obviously, the death and the resurrection of the Messiah. So I think it's a chapter that's nice because it relates to the agricultural themes of Pentecost, but also reminds us and helps us look forward to, those later parts in the Gospels that, well, not necessarily the Gospels, actually, but at least in the epistles, they talk about the Gentiles being grafted in into the nation. And, it's also a nice passage as well because it reminds us of what Yeshua says in the Gospel about, leaving your family and, taking up your cross and following him. Obviously, to be worthy of being called his disciple, you have to sacrifice a lot in this life. You may have to, leave your family, but go a different way to them. But the gospel and the scriptures in general, they reassure us that we'll be recompensed for that in this life and the next as well.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you for sharing that with us and giving us the connection between it's how it relates to the agricultural aspect of Pentecost or Shavuot and the joining of all Elohim's people to the new covenant and Messiah. Thank you, brother. I'm going to read one more scripture, and then if there's anyone who wants to read a scripture, you're welcome. Or otherwise, I'll turn it over to Brother Felix to do the closing prayer and prayers for us. I think it'll be a good if we can all pray, offer a prayer. But if not, Brother Fuchs will do the closing prayer. So I'm going to actually read from the book of Enoch, a portion in Enoch. This is the version by R.H. Charles, and I say that because there have been other translators, and the numbering of the chapters and paragraphs are a little different. So this is the R.H. Charles numbering, and this is from chapter 94. And it says, And now I say unto you, my sons, this is Enoch speaking to his family after having recorded many things. He says this, And now I say unto you, my sons, love righteousness and walk therein, for the paths of righteousness are worthy of acceptation, but the paths of unrighteousness shall suddenly be destroyed and vanish suddenly. Verse 2, And to certain men of a generation shall the paths of violence and of death be revealed, and they shall hold themselves afar from them, and shall not follow them. And now I say unto you, the righteous, walk not in the paths of wickedness, nor in the paths of death, and draw not nigh to them, lest ye be destroyed. But seek and choose for yourselves righteousness, and elect life, and walk in the paths of peace, and ye shall live and prosper, and hold fast my words in the thoughts of your hearts, and suffer them not to be effaced from your hearts, to be erased from your hearts. For I know that sinners will tempt men to evilly entreat wisdom, so that no place may be found for her, and no manner of temptation may minish. Verse 6, woe to those who build unrighteousness and oppression and lay deceit as a foundation. For they shall be suddenly overthrown, and they shall have no peace. Woe to those who build their houses with sin, for from all their foundations shall they be overthrown, and by the sword shall they fall. And those who acquire gold and silver and judgment suddenly shall perish. Woe to you, you rich, for you have trusted in your riches, and from your riches shall you depart, because you have not remembered the Most High days. You have not remembered the Most High in the days of your riches. You have committed blasphemy and unrighteousness and have become ready for the day of slaughter and the day of darkness and the day of great judgment. Thus I speak and declare unto you, he who hath created you will overthrow you, and for your fall there shall be no compassion, and your Creator will rejoice in your destruction. And your righteous ones in those days shall be a reproach to the sinners and to the unrighteous. The end of Enoch chapter 94. And so now back to you, Felix. I don't know if you want to allow for a little bit more reading time. If there are, or if not, we could just begin closing the service.
Yes, this is Gene. I'll read from Revelation chapter 1.
Revelation chapter 1.
Yeah. The revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach, which Elohim gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto him, unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of Elohim and of the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of his prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him, which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Yahshua HaMashiach, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto Yahuwah and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced his hand, which pierced him. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail before because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Eternal, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Yahshua HaMashiach, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of Yah, and for the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. I was in the spirit on the Eternal's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were like white as wool. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth were a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw this, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be thereafter. That concludes the reading.
Man, thank you, brother. All right, Brother Felix, it's turned over to you.
Yes, any more reading, brother? We have plenty of quite a few readings.
Shalom.
Oh, thank you, sister.
Shalom, shalom. I thought the service started at 12. It's not. Because I thought 12, but I heard Brother Jackson speak of closing prayer. I said, wow. Okay. Shalom again. I'm reading from the book of Ruth, chapter 4, verses 1 to 17, as we are celebrating Pentecost. And it is a time of weeping, a time for gleaning, and also a time when there will be the harvest. That time in our Savior, it will be the harvest of souls. And I'm reading from Ruth chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one. Turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men and the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsmen, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, sell a parcel of land, which was our brother's Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise you, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides you, and I am after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem it my right to yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Now it was the manner in former time in Israel concerning the redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was the testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for you. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders, and said unto all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have brought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion and Mahion of the hands of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Nahon, have I purchased to be mine, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gates of his place. You are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. Yudhivakhi, make the woman that is come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, which to thee build the house of Yisrael, and do that worthy in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem, and let your house be like the house of Pharez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, and to the seeds which Yudhivakhi shall give you of your all these young women. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in to her, Yudhivakhi gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be Yudhivakhi, which hath not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto you a restorer of your life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, which love you, which is the better of you than seven sons, had bore him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they call his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Elohim bless his reading. Thank you.
This is Gene. I'll read a portion of Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Eternal sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, and with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Eternal of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Eternal of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, and he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Eternal, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell the people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of his people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Eternal, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without men, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Eternal have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet it shall be a tenth, and it shall be and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a tale tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof.
Thank you. Thank you, brethren, and for joining with us. So it's 12:40 now. Any words? Oh, go ahead, brother.
Yes, thank you, brother. We have one more song, but before the song and the closing prayers, hopefully we'll have more than one prayer, right? Is just this. So today is the last of our spring solemnities, the spring of appointed times, and we're waiting for, we're in the mindset of the ongoing Pentecost. We'll be waiting for the seventh month, you know, when the seventh month comes, which will be on September, let me just see here, I believe it will be September 20th, according to what I'm looking here, but we will give updates on that as we go, so we'll be looking for that. But of course, for this week, again, we will have our midweek manna, and then we'll have our prayer time with Brother Osafo, a prayer and health and prayer time with Brother Osafo, and regular Sabbath services at 12 noon next Sabbath. So I apologize for anyone who didn't receive the communication. I had sent some things on Facebook and by email. I apologize for anyone who didn't get that information. So that's it for the announcement. So we're going to listen to one more song, then I'll turn it back to you, Felix, for the prayers and closing.
All right.
Oh, the beginning and end, says our Savior Yeshua Christ. Blessed is he who will read and attend these words written in the great book of life. Written these to you from the one who was, who is to be. Faithful witnesses on from the dead. Yeshua Christ, the Lamb of Elohim. Seven churches like it to golden candlesticks, and to all still heed what I say. For if you overcome and endure all things, upon you will I write my new name. I am he who died and arose from the grave, but behold, I live evermore. Faithful witness, firstborn from the dead. Yeshua Christ, the Lamb of Elohim. The such a mystery concerning this plan of Elohim set before the foundation of earth. But to you it's revealed, you may understand this great pearl renowned for its worth. Grace and peace to you from the one who was, who is to be. Faithful witness first born from the dead, Yeshua Christ, the Lamb of Elohim.
Hey, thank you, Sherry. The Lamb, Yeshua, faithful witness first born from the dead, Yeshua, Messiah, the Lamb of Elohim. Anything else, brethren, before we get to the prayer? Anything else you want to say? You want to add? Anything you had prepared, although late? Unintentional, you know, didn't mean to, just accidentally. Unaware, so to speak. So if anything you want to put in before we go to the prayers. All right, brethren, so let us go to our prayer time. And so any requests that need to be known to us?
Pray for the fruits of the Spirit. Pray for the gifts of the Spirit and yes. That we can stay faithful and do the work and not waver.
Okay. So what's welcome here is like a few prayers and then we'll end, okay? So... let's do our prayer.
I have a couple of prayer requests. Pray for all the servants of the Eternal, and also pray for their people that are going through some serious difficulties throughout the world, and also in the island of Hispaniola, Haiti. There's major floods up to rooftops in certain regions. There's a lot of people, I don't know as far as if there are any death tolls, most likely it is because the water, it reaches the rooftops. So, that's basically it. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
So let us pray. So we'll have a couple of prayers. Okay. So Father in heaven, we give you thanks. So one more time for allowing us here. And we thank you for your mercies, for your benevolent, for your providence, and for all things that you have given unto mankind, and for especially for those who are called by your name, those who want to serve you, and for even the least of them, the ones who are struggling against sin to serve you, Father, and yet failing, Father. So we ask that you guide their path even to that level and strengthen their result, Father. So come before this day of Shavuot, as we count it up to the 50th day after the seventh Sabbath as commanded, Father. So give us understanding. Give us the most profound peace. Give us the Spirit and the fruit of your Spirit that would be instilled with us as you've done to your apostles. Even after you received the Spirit on the day of the first fruit, when you rose, but you give them something on the you fulfill them completely on that particular day of Shavuot, Father, that was a rehearsal from the time of Moses telling them what needs to be done, and what all these things were holy. The assemblies were holy, and we thank you for the assemblies and solemn assemblies, Father. So bless the brethren, bless all of us here. And to our every need, Father, make yourself known to us, especially your Son, Father, to know you to the fullness, so we can go out there with eagerness and do your work, Father, and pray for the ministries that your people upon this, instilling them all the things that is necessary to for them, Father. So we pray for our families, we pray for their well-being, Father, so may your peace be upon each of us, especially our brethren, Father, the one in the ministry, the one that you want, the one you whom you prepared for your cause, Father. So we are living in times of darkness. May we, our lights not grow dim, but may we shine. May we shine. Eventually we will shine more than the sun, like the sun, like you said. But may we be lights that will overcome darkness. Those people around us that need you so much to be guided, and they lack, Father. So may we be the tools to do so, Father. Okay, help us to have holy hearts, Father, and righteousness to God, to walk in as path to walk in, not veering from to left or right, but to the straight and narrow, but sure path to everlasting life, Father. So be with us then to all the needs, Father. And then your peace be upon us. All the ills be removed from our midst, Father. So, and all the demonic things also may not come to in our path, so we can enjoy. So we thank you for your service. We thank you for everything that was said in your songs, the songs that were out there as well, put out there, and especially with Sherry. Bless her. For the mission, our brother Jackson, for everything. And everyone is here, but Sister Rosa, who came to with us all the while, Father. Bless her. Bless Brother Kosa. And all those who joined with us somehow. Some of them were coming in and out, and eventually they left, but one of them kept coming and kept dropping off. Could have been the distance or the signals that were weak, Father. So be with them. And for all those who we plan to work with, who have good hearts, from Brother Smith and everyone else that decide to work with him in righteousness, bless them. And may we all and produce and bless his work as well as he goes from place to place to do your work, Father, in a mobile tactics to move from here to there to get people to do righteousness, righteous things with them. We thank you for all things, Yeshua. Amen. So we can have somebody else do the prayer for
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for allowing us to be here, Sister Rose, Brother Felix, Brother Kosa, Brother Sylvain, Sister Cherie, myself, and the others who were on before and for whatever reason could not stay on. Thank you for allowing us to be here, dear Father, to gather before you at this time as we have to acknowledge Pentecost, the 50th day of Shavuot, the Feast of Sabbath. Thank you so much. At this time, we bring before you the petition for the people, the righteous, the innocent people in the world that are suffering, as we read in the portion, on the hands of those who are doing evil, Father. I pray that you protect them. I pray that you comfort them. We pray that you comfort them. We pray that you strengthen them to endure what they must endure, and please, Father, deliver them from evil. Don't let their souls be overwhelmed, dear Father. As I was going through the book, the account of Maccabeus throughout this week, the sufferings that the righteous endured at the hands of the wicked, and it was said that even though even though his body was wrecked with pain in every part of his body, yet he did not turn and surrender to evil, and that his soul was at peace, even though his body was being tortured. We pray that you keep all those that are suffering. Keep them, Father, so they are not anxious, O Father. And if at all possible, Father, deliver them from their troubles, dear Father. Yes. And help us, Father. How much the experiences I've had these past few months make me really see even more why we need to unite. I always wanted to unite so we could do great works for you and glorify your name. And that is still the primary reason. But I see there are many innocent people suffering, even those who call upon your name. And we really can't help them. No one is really helping them. And why? It's not so much because we don't want to, but often because we are not connected and are unable to do enough to help a person. And this is why I pray evermore for unity among the brethren, real unity, where we know each other, not just some imaginary, ethereal unity where we can't do anything together, but a unity where we can, where all your people all over the United States, all over the world, can come together for a cause, can come together to help brethren in need when the need comes, even as we saw, as we see in the scriptures, in the New Testament scriptures, believers all over the world, without the technology we have today, were able to communicate and get together and unite to do things, to send relief to one another when needed. How wonderful it would be if we could do that, if we would do it. So help us to understand the value of your call for us to unite so your spirit can enable us to do what we need to do. We pray, comfort them. We pray for, as my brother said, the island of Española, where there's great flooding, dear Father. Oh, Father, what can I say when I've read the prophecies concerning the islands and the coastlands? What can I say? But I just say, have mercy upon those who don't understand. For many don't understand. Even many believers don't seem to recognize that the islands will sink. You said so in your prophecies. The coastlands will be flooded. But many don't know this. Their so-called ministers and leaders don't tell them these things. And then they suffer in vain. But we pray that you may protect them somehow, because they don't know. No one is telling them this. Please protect them, comfort them in their distress. Oh, houses flooded to the rooftops, my brother said. Comfort the people, Father, comfort the people. Deliver them, give them wisdom to do like your servants have done. When your servants were in trouble, they did not stay in the land. Even those who were in the promised land, even Abraham, when they were in trouble, they went elsewhere for relief. Because his land was not one, was not a city made by hand, but one to come, which is one from above. And I pray that all people can have that sense that they belong to you in a city above and not be tied down to any piece of land. But know when it's time to leave, if it is the wise thing to do. Because there's nothing in this world that will not be destroyed. Your word says you will destroy everything, every works will be burnt up. There's nothing other than your kingdom and your word that we stand and live for. So give them wisdom and give those who are able to leave, give them the way to leave and the place to stay, dear Father. I pray not just for them, but for all people suffering, that you may open ways for them to leave. Even as your congregation, they left Jerusalem to escape the danger and did not go back, even as in the book of Hebrews, which says, let us go from hence, for we have no continuing city here, before the destruction came. And they did. So I pray that people will understand and not have a secular nationalistic mindset that will cause them to stay and perish for this without cause. If they can at all escape, grant them the way to escape, but comfort them, dear Father. So I stop here in my prayer. Thank you to allow others to pray, Father. Amen. We could move on, Brother Felix.
All right, then. So brethren, again, thank you for joining us. Thank you. As I'm speaking, especially Sister Rose, I know you want to be with us. There's some misinformation, so feel at ease. We thank you for joining us, although, thank you for your presence as well always. Oh.
You're welcome, my brother.
Yes. Okay, so we just came to an end of our service. We heard the main call is for us to be shaped into the fullness of righteousness, so we can be the light that we need to be, one shining evermore until the perfect day, right? Until the perfect day to shine, and to shine even evermore as we take each step of our lives until the Messiah comes, the Son comes, our King to rule over. And all the things we read, Revelation and all these things and all these subjects that we read as far as the time of the final reaping, harvesting. And I remember our sister Rose, and we read also the part about waving the palms in our hands. That's all these things would be all the turmoils that we're going to look back and say it's all behind us now, and in the time of joy forevermore is at hand. So let's keep up good work in righteousness. Counsel those whom we can counsel in a way. So have a blessed rest of day. Shalom to you all.
Shabbat. We didn't do a closing prayer.
We'll do Sister Rose. Yeah, I didn't. I thought okay, Sister Rose, do the closing prayer for us. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let us pray. Hallelujah, our eternal Father, great and mighty King, we bless your glorious and your precious name. You are so wonderful and so kind, Father. Thinking of us and your children that you have blessed us, Father. Thank you for the gathering of today, O Father. Thank you for so many and different parts of the world, Father. You recognize that you are the supreme being and acknowledge your grace and your mercy towards us, O Father. You have given us a mind to understand, Father, your feast days, O Father. Many of us may celebrate different days, but yet we know that you are the perfect Father, and you never do anything without reason. Whatever you do, Father, you have done it with reason, because you said in your word that our thoughts are not yours and our ways are not yours, Father. We thank you for giving us grace, my Father. Thank you for helping us to walk in that path, Father. Thank you so much. We bless you for your people who have that mind set, Father, to worship you and to know today or whichever day that we celebrate, Father, this feast day, knowing that it's a feast of harvest, it's a feast of reaping the day, whatever we sow, that the same we will reap. The Savior said that the seed goes to different parts of the earth. Some fall in different directions as the seeds, Father, fall as the sower sow, Father. And then there are also some who fall in the good seeds that brought so many fruits, Father, 150, 30, whatever quantity that you allowed that, Father. We thank you, Father, the fact that you know at the first Pentecost, Father, when the children of Israel was at the bottom of the Mount Sinai, we know that 3,000 were perished because of their disobedience. And yet, the day of after our Savior went back to you, Daddy, and you have sent the Comforter on your people with great power, and 3,000 came to accept the new faith, Father. We thank you for that, and since then, people are continuously adding to the kingdom. Father, we thank you for that, and we pray that we will continue to do this work till our days end, or till our Savior finally comes and establishes his kingdom. Father, we thank you as we pray each day in our prayer, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Help us, Father, to reflect and coordinate, synchronize with what's going on here and what's going on up there, Father. Father, we thank you so much. Bless our brothers online, sister online, Father.
keep us all alive in you, Father, and help us to walk the walk of righteousness. We thank you. We bless you. And the rest days that are coming, Father, the other 3 feast days that are coming, we pray, Father, as we walk, we think about them and prepare our days for the new days coming, Father, because they are part of ourselves. They are part of serving you. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you again, Daddy. Bless each and every one of us. And the rest of the week, Father, is in your hand, the rest of the month in your hand. And soon we will be in the fourth month. So we pray, Father, that you prepare us again for that. We give you glory. We give you honor. And everything that we do, please let us include you in it so we know we'll always be in success. Thank you so much, Daddy. We ask all in the name of Yahushua, our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. So thank you, brethren. So again, thank you for your assembly, and may the Most High's blessings be upon all of us until we our brother normally say, do good work each day, right? Each day is not, and then on the Sabbath day, we come and do a given account. Hopefully, it will be. Thank you.
Bye-bye, all.
Bye, everyone.
Good day to all.
Shalom to you all.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.